Welcome to a very special series of the Align a Businesswoman podcast. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to break down human design for you. I'm going to simplify it and show you all the ways that you can apply it to your life and business to manifest more success, joy, money, love, all the things that you have your eyes set on. This episode is all about my projectors. So if you're a projector or you have a projector that you love in your life, keep on listening. Hey, you. Your next level of expansion is here. And you're not going to accomplish it through hustle and grind. Oh no, not you. You allow ease and flow to come through you so that you can manifest the business of your dreams. Welcome to the Align Businesswoman podcast, where you get to be in flow and allow your strategic CEO to meet your inner goddess. This is the podcast for female entrepreneurs who want to strengthen their intuition muscle while applying simple and practical business growth strategies to accelerate. We'll combine energetics and strategy along with human design and your gene keys to optimize your business performance and results. Welcome back to another episode of the Align Businesswoman podcast. Vanessa here. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for the month of April because I'm going to make this part of my business that every single April, I'm going to call it the Human Design Awareness Month so that we can dive in deeper into human design because it is life-changing when you understand your human design and how to embody the qualities and traits of your human design. Before we dive in, I invite you to join the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group because inside that group, I'm going to post a pop quiz as well as journal prompts that go along with each episode so you understand how to best embody what it means to be your type. And the pop quiz is just something fun so that you can retain the information that you're learning here. How often do we let things go in one ear and out the other? When you actually share what you're learning and you do exercises like this, you have a higher retention rate of the information. We're also doing a giveaway of cash and prizes for those that are participating in the pop quiz, as well as the journal prompts and then sharing it on their Facebook or Instagram and just sharing it to their social media platforms. So make sure that you join the Facebook group. It's linked in the show notes so that you can get access to the pop quiz and journal prompts. Now, let's dive in with an introduction to projectors. If you're completely new to human design, you're going to want to listen to the previous episode where I explain what human design is, and then I use a superhero analogy to make it just easier to understand. So, my projectors. There is actually about 20% of the population are projectors. And so they're not an energy type like a generator or a manifesting generator are, but there are some projectors that have some motors. So they're more of like an energy projector. But what they're known for is to be really guides for other people. So they are very wise and they're a great person to bounce ideas off of, to inquire, like, what do you think about this? Because they just have this innate wisdom. Projectors are recognized for their ability to see deeply into others, guide them, lead them, and manage with insight. Unlike energy types, they do not have their own consistent access to energy. Instead, they are designed to manage, direct, and understand the energy of others. That is why I say that they're more like the guides. They're the wisdom. They can easily tap into wisdom that other people, like maybe even generators that we might go too fast to really see what is available to us as far as resources. Each type is going to correlate with a strategy, a signature theme, and a not-self theme. So what that simply means is that projectors have a strategy on how to proceed with their energy. So for instance, their strategy that leads them to more success, which happens to be their signature theme, is to wait for the invitation. Projectors excel when they're recognized and invited into roles that allow them to use their insights and leadership skills. If a projector is, let's say they're in a social environment and people are talking, and if they try to interject and voice their opinion without being invited, then they're not going to have that successful, I'm like using quotes right now, quote unquote, successful encounter. Instead, what ends up happening is that because they didn't follow their strategy of being invited into the conversation, then they're going to experience their not self theme of bitterness, or they can. So the signature theme is going to be an emotion that they can feel when they're in alignment or whenever they follow their strategy and in their authority. Now, projectors can be various authorities, so I'm not going to go through, you know, any authorities during this series, because generators can be an emotional authority, they could be a sacral authority, so, you know, that it's just too many variations, so I'm not going to go through all of that. But each of them also has the ability to not follow their strategy or authority, and then that leads to a not self theme. And so what we want to do is listen to our authority so we can stay in that signature emotion. Again, the signature emotion for projectors of being in alignment, or is a sign that they're in alignment or they chose correctly, is success. So success through guiding others and being in the right roles. Now, not self theme of bitterness, that can occur when their guidance is not recognized or invited. You know, and maybe the word bitterness or maybe the word success might not resonate for you, then I invite you to find a similar word where you're like, oh yes, I've experienced that. And that does definitely feel a lot like bitterness, but this is what I call it. Before we dive into some success strategy for projectors, let's talk about some common mistakes that they make. Number one is ignoring the importance of waiting for an invitation. Projectors thrive when they wait for an invitation to share their opinions, their insights, and their leadership. Jumping ahead without this recognition can lead to efforts being overlooked or undervalued, causing feelings of bitterness or maybe even frustration. And if they have some centers that are undefined, like the head, or maybe they have their solar plexus undefined, it can then cause further confusion or feelings of just maybe not worthy, or just their emotions might get a little bit mixed up, especially, you know, if they have the ego undefined, then they can feel definitely unworthy when they don't follow their strategy. Another common mistake, which is actually made by most energy types, is trying to mimic another energy type. This is why I like to look at the human design chart of the people coming into the Profitable CEO Accelerator, because I know that every business strategy is not the best for every single type. There's no one size fits all. So attempting to keep up with the consistent output of generators or manifesting generators can lead to burnout for projectors. Their strength lies in strategic guidance, not in the constant doing. And when they don't get the results they want from, you know, doing all that, the constant action, then they can feel like, am I not good enough? Am I doing something wrong? And they can start a negative inner talk cycle that slows them down, or maybe even gets them to quit their business prematurely or a strategy prematurely. The third common mistake is that they can undervalue their own worth. Projectors might underestimate the value of their insights and advice, either giving too much away for free or undercharging for their services. Recognizing and communicating their value of their unique perspective is crucial for their success. But you might be asking, how do I communicate this unless I'm invited? A trick that I learned from my human design coach on how projectors can create their own invitations was that she shared a story of a partner putting together IKEA furniture, and you know how hard that can be, and having some frustration with that. Instead of a projector saying, oh, you should go do this, this is how you're supposed to do it, she said a projector could simply read the manual like, oh, well, this is interesting, this blah, 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 blah. So they're kind of like talking to themselves and offering guidance without directly offering the guidance. They're just kind of like reflecting out loud. And that is a way for them to create that invitation of like, oh, okay, let me listen to you more. And the same thing goes for content, kind of just sharing what you're learning for projectors opens up opportunities for people to ask you, can you tell me more about that? The next common mistake projectors can make is failing to create boundaries. Without setting clear boundaries, projectors can become overwhelmed by the energies of others or take on too much, thus diluting their effectiveness and leading to burnout. This next one is probably my favorite one, only because most people tell projectors you have to wait for the invitation all the time. Instead of thinking outside the box and asking, how can I create an invitation for myself? So the fifth one is overlooking the need for self-promotion. Yes, while waiting for the invitation is key, projectors also need to find subtle ways to make their abilities and successes visible to others to attract the right invitations. Failing to self-promote can result in missed opportunities. So just because you had to wait for the invitation doesn't mean that you don't self-promote. Just like the example that I explained earlier, it's like you sharing the things that you're learning for your business on social media can create an invitation for you. Inside Manifestation School, what we're doing every single month is creating embodiment challenges so that people not only just learn about their human design type and their energy and all the things about human design for themselves, but they're actually practicing these things in real life as they experiment with the different embodiment challenges. They get to see what works for them to create greater success in their life and in their business. Number six, not utilizing their network effectively. Projectors can sometimes hesitate to leverage their network out of fear of being seen as pushy or spammy. However, nurturing relationships and making their aspirations known can actually open up doors to invitations. What I've noticed is that the most successful projectors have mastered sharing versus injecting their insights and opinions and just their agenda. So when you can learn this, then when you are just sharing your aspirations and sharing what you hope for your future, you actually create invitations for that versus injecting, saying, this is my plan for you, or this is my plan for, you know, just in a way, it's like initiating, right? You don't want to initiate like a manifestor, but instead you're just sharing to open up the opportunity for an invitation. The next common mistake is ignoring personal development and rest. Projectors need to understand themselves deeply to maximize their potential. Neglecting personal growth and not taking sufficient rest can cloud their insights and diminish their ability to guide effectively. So you really have to take care of yourself if you're going to want to pour into other people. That is what I love about my balanced work week framework that I teach inside the Profitable CEO Accelerator, because it takes into consideration all energy types. Like with the Goddess Day, that is designed for projectors. So projectors can have more Goddess Days than they do Doer Days. Doer Days are best for generators. So if you have not checked out that workbook yet, you definitely need to check it out. It's a freebie that is linked in the show notes. The next common mistake is that they can not trust their intuition. Projectors have a powerful inner guidance system. Doubting their intuition or not acting on their insights due to fear of rejection or any other kind of fear can actually prevent them from achieving their full potential. Another common mistake is inconsistency, whether that is in marketing, sales, personal branding. Projectors need to consistently present themselves in a way that highlights their expertise and leadership. Inconsistent messaging or branding can confuse potential clients or collaborators. Now, let's talk about some success strategies for projectors when it comes to business. I have been doing these human design blueprints. So it's Business Blueprint by Design, and it's specifically to your chart. And some of these categories that we're going to go through are the ones that I cover inside the blueprint. I'm not going to go through all of them because we have about 11 different topics that I cover inside the Business Blueprint by Design, from sales, social media marketing, leadership, productivity, communication, copywriting, so many different things. So I'm going to just cover a handful here, but you can definitely use these to get success in your own business. Let's first talk about enhancing communication. For projectors, you want to use clarity and precision in communication. Share insights in a way that is invitational rather than directive, waiting for the right timing when others are open to receive guidance. If you're launching a new product, service, or business, timing is crucial. Wait for a clear signal or invitation that the market is ready for your offer. This could come through client inquiries, industry trends, or invitations to collaborate. You want to utilize your insights to identify gaps in the market where your offer can serve your audience best. Highlight how your product or service meets a specific need or solves a specific problem. When it comes to copywriting and messaging, you want to craft your messages to reflect your deep understanding of your audience's needs and desires. Remember, you're the guide. You're the wise guide that helps us better understand ourselves and the way we're running our own strategies or just our own processes. Use language that speaks directly to your audience's core issues and showcases your insight as the solution. Remember, this is your way of creating invitations for you to share more about your products or your services. You can also incorporate stories or examples that demonstrate your ability to guide and transform, making your unique perspective the centerpiece of your messaging. I like to think of it like this, like you're a projector that's minding your own business, creating something beautiful in the public eye, and people are passing by and getting really curious, and they start to slow down, like, what are you doing? And pretty soon you have a whole crowd around you watching you create something that is a masterpiece. I've noticed that projectors really excel at attraction marketing and just piquing curiosity. If you have not read the book by Jonah Berger called Contagious, I highly recommend reading that because you'll create opportunities for people to just be like, what is she doing over there? I want more of that, or I want some of that. Which brings me to social media. You want to leverage platforms that allow for deep, insightful communication. So long-form content on blogs, LinkedIn articles, or video content on YouTube can be highly effective for projectors. You want to engage in community building within your niche. So participate in discussions and provide valuable insights that attract attention and recognition to your expertise. If you're a projector that has a generator friend, I highly recommend that you two get together and create a podcast because you can ask questions of the generator so they get to respond and then they invite you into the conversation by asking, well, what do you think about this? What is your opinion on this topic? I think that would be a dynamic duo for both of you. You both can grow your businesses together and be able to create that environment where you get to follow your strategy. I'm still looking for a projector to do a second podcast with. That'd be amazing to blend in strategy. I don't know, maybe astrology. I don't know, something else that is not my zone of genius, but I love to incorporate in business strategy. So if you're a projector listening and that is your zone of genius, yes, this is an invitation. Reach out to me. Let's chat. Okay, I'll cover two more topics and then we'll wrap up. The next is finances and money. You want to prioritize offers and projects that align with their natural talents and bring you joy. This alignment often leads to greater financial success. So therefore, educate yourself on financial management and planning, focusing on strategies that support sustainable growth and stability. As a former financial services representative, I am very big on bringing in financial advisors into my programs, or at least having access for my members to connect with them, because as I'm helping them create these businesses that are highly profitable, I want them to be mindful of, like, what are my next steps? How am I creating a legacy with all this success that I'm getting from my business? And so that is something that I integrate is inside Manifestation Lab and the Profitable CEO Accelerator. I give them access to an advisor that does a free consultation and we'll go through, you know, a plan with them, setting up a plan for not only today, but for tomorrow so that they can retire and, you know, retire comfortably instead of always having to work. Like, what's the point of creating this business, creating these profits if you're not going to plan for tomorrow as well? You want to be able to enjoy all your hard work. And now the last success strategy is for productivity. Since projectors do not have sustained energy, it's vital to manage your time effectively. Prioritize tasks that align with your role as a guide and leader. Schedule regular breaks and rest periods to recharge your energy and maintain insightfulness. Remember, if your brain is overwhelmed with stress, it reduces the gray matter, which is responsible for logic, reasoning, and decision-making. How can you be a great guide if you're too stressed and you don't have the ability to tap into this clarity? All right, my projectors, let me know what you thought of this podcast episode. Please leave me a 5-star review and share this episode with a projector friend. And remember to join the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group so you can take the pop quiz. It's totally fun, and get the journal prompts to help you embody your energy type. Remember, your strength as a projector lies not in the constant output of energy, but in your profound insights and strategic leadership. Honor your natural rhythm, leverage your insights for effective guidance, and watch as the right opportunities unfold before you. All right, I'll catch you next week on the next episode of the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast, where we're diving into human design, and we're going to be covering generators. See you then. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some goodies with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.